From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is calling for improving the economic climate for the nation's small businesses today. Danielle Carson reports Mr. Obama plans to roll out a package of measures next week he says will boost economic growth.
President Obama stood with his economic team in the Rose Garden at the White House. He wants to double what small business owners can borrow by making lending easier. The president slammed the GOP for delaying passage of the small business bill.
Put simply, this piece of legislation is good for workers. It's good for small business people. It's good for our economy. And yet, Republicans in the Senate have blocked this bill, a needless delay that has led small business owners across this country to put off hiring, put off expanding, and put off plans that will make our economy stronger.
But analysts doubt whether even more modest measures could pass before the November elections. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
President Obama spoke after the government reported that the private sector had added 67,000 jobs in August. Still not enough to affect the unemployment rate or send it down. In fact, the unemployment rate went up to 9.6% last month. New Zealand's South Island is reeling from a significant earthquake. Local authorities say a 7.4 magnitude tremor struck early this morning west of Christchurch, prompting panic calls for emergency and even call-in shows. One woman named Kirsty was heard on Pat Brittenden's radio talk show, News Talk NZ Christchurch, about what she experienced about 30 miles from the epicenter.
We had to be just about sitting right on top of it. It was horrendous. Everything in our pantry's on the floor. I haven't looked at the rest of the house. We're in total darkness. And we couldn't get the phones, cell phones are out, everything's out. I've just managed to get through on the phone to you now.
There have been no immediate reports of injuries. A bombing at a religious rally in the Pakistani city of Quetta today killed 44 people and wounded more than 100. The attack is the second major assault this week in Pakistan, which is already trying to contend with devastating floods. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy has details.
The sectarian violence in this Ramadan season continues to extract a deadly toll in Pakistan as Sunni extremists target Shia Muslims. Friday's attack took place at a rally marking Al-Quds Day, an event that falls on the last Friday of Ramadan, and is meant to oppose Israel's control of Jerusalem and express solidarity with Palestinian Muslims. Television pictures showed chaotic scenes in Quetta, with smoke billowing into the air, people fleeing, and others lying prone to take cover from gunfire. The attack follows an assault on a Shia procession in Lahore Wednesday. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
After a better-than-expected jobs report, U.S. stocks have been soaring. At last check, the Dow was up nearly 130 points at 10,448, NASDAQ up 34 at 2,234. This is NPR. Winds picking up along the Atlantic City Beach in New Jersey, courtesy of Hurricane Earl. But that once fearsome Category 4 storm is down to a Category 1 with top winds of 80 miles per hour as it makes its way toward New England. It brought heavy wind and surf to North Carolina's coast early this morning. Residents of the Outer Banks are now cleaning up after Earl, and they say they're relieved the storm wasn't worse. Jessica Jones reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Evacuation orders for North Carolina's Northern Barrier Islands have been lifted, and tourists are beginning to stream back into the towns of Manio and Killdevil Hills. But Hatteras Island is still closed. Road crews are working to clear the main thoroughfare, Highway 12. Jerry Jennings is an engineer with the State Department of Transportation.
We consider ourselves very fortunate. It could have been a lot worse, particularly considering the direction and intensity of that storm early yesterday. So while we do have some damage, we do have some work to do. We're pleased that it wasn't any worse than it is.
Jennings says there's no structural damage to the roads, but they do need to be cleared of sand and debris. The decision to reopen the highway will be made after high tide later today. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Manio.
Critical evidence is being pulled up from the BP spill site in the Gulf of Mexico. It'll be used in multiple investigations into the oil rig blowout that led to a deadly explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon in April. Meanwhile, the federal government's investigating yesterday's rig fire in the Gulf. The Coast Guard says it has spotted a light sheen near the Mariner Energy platform, but it does not think oil is leaking. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.